The fungal disease white nose syndrome has killed off millions of bats across America. Since it was first identified in 2006, it's appeared on bats in more than 30 states, including all of New England, Quebec, and the Maritimes. Now, as Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, scientists are trying to learn more about the impact of this devastating disease by listening to the calls of the bats left behind.
If a bat flies in a forest and no one's around to hear it, does it make a sound? Well, not a sound our ears can hear. That's a little brown bat, using echolocation to navigate and find food. The call is slowed down and pitch-shifted so our ears can hear it. Chris Wisniewski says in Connecticut, that sound used to be a lot more common.
Pre-white nose syndrome, it would have been just as common as the big brown bat. We saw them to a smaller extent, but nowhere near their pre-white nose syndrome numbers.
Wisniewski teaches biology at Southern Connecticut State University, and he's pretty clued into bat calls. Last year, he set up microphones all over the state, recording hundreds of hours of them. The idea was to figure out what bats are out there and what they're doing.
There's really not much known on Connecticut bats, especially now post-white nose syndrome.
White nose is a fungus that affects bats when they hibernate. It gets on their skin and causes bats to do odd things, like fly around in the winter.
Because of that fungus, they're waking up from hibernation. It's, you know, causing them to use all that energy. They're losing their fat stores, and they're not able to bounce back from that. It's really quite devastating.
But what about those bats that do bounce back?
We're really starting to turn our attention to these surviving bats. What are they doing differently? What can we learn from them?
Miranda Dunbar is an associate professor of biology at Southern Connecticut State University, who advised Wisniewski's research. She says over the years, scientists have developed computer programs, cataloging lots of echolocation calls. Think of it like a dictionary for bat speak.
It's a library of sorts. And so we can plug in our recordings of an echolocation call, and the software will match that with the known and try to match the species together.
And from that, Dunbar says, you can learn a lot about bats.
Based on the types of calls, we can figure out what exactly are they doing in those areas? How are they using that habitat?
Like this eastern red bat, a migratory species which popped up at microphones Wisniewski put near bodies of water on the edges of forest. Or this big brown bat, recorded feeding at Indian Well State Park in Shelton. It was by far the bat Wisniewski recorded the most.
They'll send out search and approach calls, but as they close in on something, or specifically an insect, they'll send out really a rapid pulse rate of their echolocation call. It's really, really rapid pulses, and it almost kind of sounds like a...
As he recorded around the state, Wisniewski says getting lots of big brown bats confirmed other surveys in the region, and hints that big brown bats, with their larger fat reserves, appear to be better at shaking off white nose. And now that the little brown bats are essentially gone, Wisniewski says his research raises another question.
Are other species moving in and utilizing these ecological niches once held by that species? So are the big brown bats now moving into habitat types and taking over the role, ecological role, of the little brown bat and other species that are much less common post-white nose syndrome?
Dunbar says learning more about those survivors is the next step for bat research.
We spend so much time talking about those that have died, but there are a few species and a few individuals that are surviving this disease. They must be doing something special. They must have something special that allows them to do this.
And while she isn't optimistic white nose syndrome will be cured anytime soon, she's hopeful bat acoustic data will continue to unlock more secrets about the bats weathering white nose. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.